am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Wednesday, January 4th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. How wild and dystopic? Well, it seems that most people are Philemites, Satanists, and they don't even know it. If you're watching TV or movies or listening to just about anything, chances are you're a Satanist and you don't even know it. These are strange times, but you know what? The Bible said this would happen. God said this would happen. It's 2 Thessalonians 2 kind of territory. And crazy stuff. So I got some video stuff. Before we dive in, though, we should do some video type things. And before we do that, though, announcements. So perhaps you've heard we're having a book drive. RBN's John Stabmiller book drive. Now through January 8th, which is less than a week away, obviously. We've gone through, this is week number 9 already. Now through January 8th, donate $100 plus for an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stabmiller himself. Winners announced every Sunday evening during hour 2 of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins, 8 p.m. Central. And I guess we can't say anymore, we can no longer say that entrants who don't want a book will carry over into next week's drawing, because there won't be a next week at this point. This is it. We're coming down to the wire. So congratulations to past winners, Robert, Tyler, David, Ingrid, Gary, Sharon, Renee, KS, and another Robert. Oh, there's that. I still do not know what this week's book is. So I can't tell you, but I will as soon as I can. That I assure you. And so there's that. All donations are always much appreciated and gratefully received. Thank you to everyone for your generosity and continued support in keeping the network alive, because it is you. You know, and this to me is it's a labor of love. There is no Ford Foundation grant or anything like that that allows this to continue. And it's something bigger than just a radio network. I think it's, again, you know, the, hopefully it correlates to the great American dream of freedom and agency. Speaking of agency, a point of correction from yesterday. When I said agency as verb, it's not exactly what I meant. What I meant, you know, trying to express the idea of, or clarify, you know, I didn't mean, I was speaking in contrast to the person or the organization, so to speak, doing the exercising. So, you know, the act of exercising agency is kind of why I said verb. And, you know, agency is still a noun in that sense, the state of being in action or of exerting power, action, operation, instrumentality, a mode of exerting power, a means of producing effects. But, you know, the point was, this was specifically in the context of the NPC stuff, the non-player character or non-playable character meme type stuff. And just to sort of finish that thought, I suppose, to finish that point of clarification from yesterday, if you go to the NPC meme Wikipedia entry today, you still see under the section titled Characteristics, the long paragraph includes these words. The initial NPC refers to non-player character, a term used in video games for characters the player cannot control. The player cannot control. And I, you know, I don't know about you, but I think about this in real life terms, so to speak, and the spiritual warfare that is being waged all around us. So, video games for characters the player cannot control. As such, a non-player character in a game is controlled by the computer and typically interacts with the player through simple and repetitive actions, such as communicating the same sentence each time the player approaches the NPC. As such, NPCs have no internality, agency, or capacity of critical thought. They rely on scripted lines, do not think for themselves, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, that, again, as I mentioned yesterday, is that little quote, no internality, agency, or capacity for critical thought, is from the article by Cecilia D'Anastasio back in 2018, How the NPC Meme Tries to Dehumanize SJWs. And the irony, I think, is that this quote, the way that it's phrased in the article, essentially some large portion of society, normies, pop culture fanatics, and Trump haters, among others, who speak in cliches, are in fact NPCs with no internality, agency, or capacity for critical thought. Like townies in Pokemon, idly parked outside the same house day and night, constantly ready with the same contrived one-liners, these IRL NPCs aren't thinking for themselves. They can't. The irony, I think, is for anyone who is paying attention, that's what's happening to everyone. And people are being, you know, sides are being drawn to collide people together. And it's been happening already, but it's, you know, the sides are being more deeply divided to be collided together. And so what would be interesting is if people would come to their senses, so to speak, and see that this is what's happening. There is a conflict brewing that I would say is of spiritual origin and epic, biblical even proportion, and none of it's coincidence or accidental. But again, one of the painful ironies is that cognitive bias doesn't recognize itself. And so the Dunning-Kruger effect persists. This is a painful irony. You can watch it unfolding right before your eyes. You can tell people about it, but the way David Dunning put it point blank, you know, this is why ignorance fails to recognize itself. So, very ironic. Painfully so. So hopefully that makes sense. This, you know, this idea of exercising agency, no internality, agency, or capacity for critical thought. It's astonishing what is happening in the most, you know, the circles that are absolutely certain, no, not me. Which reminds me, again, of Bible things. Matthew 24. And Luke 21. And the warning. In Luke 21, for example, he said, "See to it that you are not misled, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not go after them," etc., etc. See to it. That means, apparently, that we have an active role to play in making sure that we're not deceived and misled. And today, what is happening, you know, I swear, I mean, there are people, obviously, who are saying, whoa, no Kool-Aid, get off the Kool-Aid. But there are legions of people who, I don't know, whatever Dallas Jenkins said, absolutely. Whatever Jonathan Rumi said, absolutely. Whatever Donald Trump said, absolutely. Whatever Joe Biden said, absolutely. Legions of people who apparently have no internality, agency, or capacity for critical thought. I thought this was a place, America, where we, you know, this kind of thing was celebrated uniquely. That didn't take long, did it? It didn't take long, in my opinion. Seems like that went pretty fast. I've mentioned before, it's a weird, rude awakening to grow up in the shadow of the World War II generation, only to realize, oh, it's supposed to be us. And it's not. There's a vacuum but it's being filled. And that's unfortunate. That does not bode well. So, let's see. Before we get to the clips, there are a couple of those. A few of those. I mentioned the comparing of Bible versions yesterday. And where I saw that, I wasn't sure exactly, and then I found it. No sooner had I found it, there should be some separation between those. That's better. No sooner had I found it than, oh my goodness. Honestly, you know, Thelemites, that sounds sensational. What do you mean by Thelemites? Satanists. You know, whether kids are watching the comic book hero stuff, you know, or people are adults and families and people are, you know, having entire watch parties watching The Chosen. It's all the same stuff. It's all, you know, familiar spirits. It's all Gnostic, Kabbalistic, God of self. Self-worship. What is the evidence of that? Let me just give you a simple litmus test. And, you know, again, this is not supposed to be a Sunday morning kind of thing. It's not supposed to be that, so to speak. It's doing kind of the same thing that I'm talking about with the Diff Library. You know, it was John Dyer, actually, who did the comparison between NASB 95 and 2020 using Node.js and the Diff library, which is an interesting way to do that. It's interesting. I think it's even more interesting that the results were obfuscated instead of made completely clear. Anyway, so the litmus test is when you read something that is convicting, and it happens to people, and this is just like a third person kind of thing, you and the third person kind of thing, you know. When you read something and it's convicting, do you respond accordingly, so to speak? Are you sensitive to the Holy Spirit, or do you circle the wagons to protect your sacred cows in Romans chapter 1 sort of fashion? I have some notes on things today, and the title of the section of these notes, Sodom and Gomorrah Meet Jezebel, it's, you know, Spencer Smith's Third Adam documentary series. You know, it's this what he called the rise of the divine feminine type thing. This creeping influence. There's a video titled Beware the Chosen, Dallas Jenkins, Dan Hazeltine. You know, that's Jars of Clay guy. And, you know, as one of the pair behind the music for The Chosen. The Chosen, Why I Won't Watch. I think that's the sweet little lady that she made a great video. Joe Schimmel has done some great stuff. And Doreen Virtue interviewed him. Secret Satanic Agenda and Superhero Movies. And also William Moulton Marston. Who's he? We'll talk about him a little bit today. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Welcome back. Maybe there should be a section titled Spiritual Consequences, Spiritual Implications and Consequences of Dunning-Kruger. Here are some video titles. The Dunning-Kruger Effect, Cognitive Bias, Why Incompetent People Think They Are Competent. More to the point, this TED Talk, Why Incompetent People Think They Are Amazing. That's David Dunning himself. Speaking of David Dunning, he did that Macmillan Learning video a few years back. Why Ignorance Fails to Recognize Itself. And last but not least, you know, to speaking of the spiritual implications here, Bonhoeffer's theory of stupidity, it all sort of goes together. And I would say that it is the result of blunted it's Romans chapter 1 territory. That's why we don't see it. We're blinded because of our hardness of heart. We're safeguarding those sacred cows. So, speaking of crazy stuff, you know, it's not Cornpone Opinions, except when it is. I actually want to get to this other stuff, but before we do, I saw one of those PSA type videos yesterday. This is running. You know, you should totally get the bivalent booster. Test it on, what was it, 8 mice, no people. Thank goodness, no people, poor mice. It's completely safe. At least that's what Madeline Turner, MD at Pureview Health Center, believes, which is why, you know, the massive PR stopgap campaign in the wake of Damar Hamlin's cardiac arrest induced on-field collapse. You know, it's a really tragic thing, and I'm not going to, you know, based on the hit, maybe it's true that, you know, it was the hit that stopped his heart, but whatever it is, it's not good. And the fact that, you know, Edward Dowd wrote a book titled Cause Unknown, and you open it to page after page after page of headlines where, you know, soccer players were walking around not having massive, you know, chest trauma, but, you know, just walking around during a game and falling over, those kinds of things, or basketball players or whatever. Very healthy, you know, peak conditioned athletes. And so naturally, I mean, if you see all of that, and then there was no reason for these kinds of things, and these guys are out banging themselves together, no one else has fallen over in cardiac arrest, one has to wonder. This is similar to that, all of these other things that, you know what, before, I don't know, almost 3 years ago, before about, you know, 3 years minus about 2 months ago, people weren't falling over. We don't remember people falling over. In many cases, dead, unfortunately. There's a mass casualty event that's happening right before our very eyes. And but who wants to pay attention to that? So the boosters, there's that video. And then, you know, we got other stuff to get on to. We'll do that in the next segment. We'll start hitting this stuff hard. Maybe before we do that, headlines, RBN headlines, put events into contexts. Context by Jeff Dover. Context matters. The devil certainly knows. Quoting context, you know, misappropriating context, quoting Psalm 91 to Jesus in the wilderness. The devil knows about context. And what is the context of the devil's quoting of Psalm 91? It's the worship of the God of self. One of the things that you'll notice about all of this familiar spirits kind of stuff, all of the troubling stuff around the chosen, etc., is, you know, the weak moral standards, the Gnostic kind of weak moral standards. There is no call to be holy, set apart, by any means. No, it's on the contrary. We should all be familiar. It's, you know, it feels good. It feels good. That's all that matters. Really, Chris? No. That's the last thing that matters. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What, the truth? You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
First hour, let's finish the headlines and then we'll do these clip things. Died suddenly. These are RBN headlines this morning. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Died suddenly. More than one in four think someone they know died from COVID-19 vaccines, which reminds me of Randy Quaid. You know, everybody's saying, oh, that's crazy. And him, Randy Quaid saying, you know, how many of us know people who died under mysterious or bizarre circumstances, suspicious deaths kind of thing. Most of us don't. He says, I know eight. And so that's unusual, right? And most of us can't make that claim, as he did. But Now, things are changing, aren't they? So, you know, I feel like it's Pastor Martin Amuller's words coming back to haunt us in strange ways. You know, some of the folks, I think Randy Quaid mentioned Heath Ledger and Chris Penn, right? So lots of strange things happening. And, you know, over the last, say, 10 years or so, it's been a while coming through the Me Too stuff. What happened to Lindsay Lohan? She looks absolutely terrible. But you know what? She's in Christmas movies, so it's okay. Anyway, you know, Pastor Martin E. Mueller's words seem to be coming back to haunt us in a strange way when there's no one left who will speak out. And that's kind of the way things seem to be going. Anyway, that's a side note, off topic. Died suddenly. More than one in four think someone they know died from COVID vaccines. One in four. Think about that. That's crazy. One in four don't think they know somebody who died from cancer, I would say. Maybe they do, but I mean, that's, you know, epidemic proportion. Unbelievable. And of course, again, the companion to that discussion is Edward Dowd's book, Cause Unknown. And he has it in quotes, cause unknown, air quotes. Why? Because when a bunch of people, you know, I think there are opportunists in our midst. Maybe it's just me, but, you know, when people say, whether they're opportunists or not, well, the thing with DeMar Hamlin looks a lot like this other stuff. That's weird. I wonder if it was the vaccines. You know, that's, maybe it's political opportunism. Maybe it's using DeMar Hamlin as a political prop. Hopefully not. But I mean, we're not supposed to. You know, the thing that Del Bigtree and Edward Dowd talked about in that episode that I mentioned of the Higher Wire, episode 298 recently, is the labor that has gone to and the lengths that are gone to deny the obvious common denominator. What changed? Well, it can't be that. What is it? What is it? What could it possibly be? What is causing all of these people in peak condition to fall over dead? It couldn't be this. I mean, of course it's not that. Obviously it's not that, even though that's what it would seem to be, because that's the one thing, the one major difference, the one, you know, major outside metric of data. But it can't be that. So, gosh, what could it possibly be? How dare you suggest that, you know, I mean, that's what happens. It's insane. So it's, you know, it's remarkable to watch this happen. So died suddenly and I would say cause unknown are sort of companions. Anyway, to finish the articles, England sees 39% rise in children needing help for serious mental health problems. Again, who didn't see this coming? This is, you know, something that we said right out of the gates 3 years ago. That's what's going to happen. The England-wide data include children who are suicidal, self-harming, suffering serious depression or anxiety, and those with eating disorders. What do you expect? You know, in some cases, parents are running around in grocery stores, with masks and children not, or vice versa? Children with masks, adults not. Why? Someone's terrified of something. So we have successfully engineered a generation of morbidly neurotic folks. And again, so now my question is right back to the NPD, the Narcissistic Personality Disorder Wikipedia entry. I explained this the other day to a relative, how we've gone through the narcissistic, you know, like a toxic or pathologically narcissistic zeitgeist to now, again, it's, you know, it's in an entirely solipsistic view of things where other people don't exist. That was part of the point of the NPC thing when I've talked about it, including yesterday. You know, the idea that people walk around in crowds and they bump into each other, but they're not upset. We used to get upset about that. Hey, watch where you're going. People don't do that now. The younger kids, not to pick on anybody, but the younger generations don't do that because those are not people. Those are non-player characters. So, you know, why would I yell at the non-player character? It's crazy what's happening. Anyway, the Narcissistic Personality Disorder Wikipedia entry. There we go. Why? What is it with the bookmarks that they don't want to cooperate? So, where is it? Has it changed? Nope. DSM-5, signs and symptoms. So, the DSM-5 indicates that in order to qualify as symptomatic of NPD, the person's manifested personality traits must substantially differ from social norms. Well, what happens when the social norm is that children are these kids? England sees 39% rise in children needing help for serious mental health problems. They're going to need nannies for the rest of their lives, aren't they? Friend sent me a video the other day of, you know, speaking of this stuff and people saying, hey, guess what might happen if we really lean into this nonsense, shenanigans. It's Psychiatry and Big Pharma Exposed, Dr. James Davies. And speakers include Porges, Siegel, Hayes, Fisher, Gilbert, Barrett, Cozzolino, Lemke, Cooper, Schwartz, and 20 others. Anyway. But this was published November 24, 2019. Ironically, right around the same time that Event 201 was going on. Before, you know, all the shenanigans. Obviously. Oh, goodness. What is with the bookmarks? All right, let's get to the clip type things. Event 201. Does Johns Hopkins still have their Event 201 stuff? Our work, exercises, Event 201. Yep, there it is. How many people still don't know about this? Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security in partnership with the World Economic Forum, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, hosted Event 201. A high-level pandemic exercise, you know, scenario planning, wargaming, on October 18, 2019, in New York, New York. The exercise illustrated areas where public-private partnerships, fascism, will be necessary during the response to a severe pandemic in order to diminish large-scale economic and societal consequences. Gosh, they sure diminished it well. Bill Gates lied about it right out of the gates. Well, you know, looking back, we really didn't plan. Really, that's funny, because for decades now, you've been planning. You've been telling us, you know, for example, that from 2010 to 20, it was the decade of vaccines, created all of these organizations, CEPI, Gavi, et cetera, et cetera. And, but we didn't plan. Yeah. How could we have foreseen? We just gave, you know, several TED Talks and things and wrote blog posts about number games, a guide to number games and things like that. I digress. All right, clips. So the COVID-19 booster, the Omicron booster, it's safe. It's good, right? Listen to this little PSA. Go ahead, please.
The new COVID-19 booster is also called the bivalent booster. They should now get the new bivalent booster. And the reason is because it longer lasting protection and protection against several of the Omicron variants.
Yeah. So it's safe, except when it's not. And, you know, I hate to say cornpone opinions, but come on. Seriously, Dr. Madeline Turner believes that it's safe. And, you know, I like the point that folks in the Del Bigtree camp make that, you know, there are no anti-vaxxers. There are ex-vaxxers. Think about it. Yeah, I think you can count Andrew Wakefield amongst them. So, you know, next, the reminder, lest we forget, Obama. You know, people are dying because of misinformation. Can you play that, please?
Despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide, around one in five Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk rather than get vaccinated. People are dying because of misinformation.
Yeah.
You serious?
People sure are dying because of misinformation. And again, context matters, doesn't it? Put events in a context. A few more headlines before we get back to the clips. Let's see. England sees 39% rise in children needing help for serious mental health problems. We did that. The big hope, the big hoax. From climate change to biodiversity, which reminds me of a headline yesterday. I didn't mention the headlines yesterday. Not the RBN headlines, but the other thing. Where is that? The storm. Where is that? Up here? December 2022, North American winter storm. Was it a bomb cyclone? Of course it was. Ridiculous. What does that even mean? Just sensational language to, you know, fearmonger, and we'll invent something else later to just keep the word candy going into oblivion so words don't mean anything anymore. This was right at Christmas. December 2022, North American Winter Storm is what it's titled. You can find it on Wikipedia. From December 21 to 26, 2022, and extratropical cyclone. Is it a bomb cyclone? Yeah. And an extratropical cyclone. A cold wave. But, you know, it's that darn global warming thing. Extremely low temperatures. I know that I experienced some, well, I mentioned when we were broadcasting, you know, one morning where I am, it was 27 below and 45 below with the wind chill, which is, you know, a little chillier than it usually is. But again, things happening right out in plain sight that people are not appropriately taking notice of. So the big hoax from climate change to biodiversity. Maybe we should, I don't know, maybe we should all get digital copies of The First Global Revolution, pass those out, and as a companion piece, that paper that went along with it 20 years before, The Limits to Growth. And we should all just kind of dig in. Those are short. They're not, they're relatively short reads. Man is the enemy. What? And pollution is the problem? Interesting. Stick around. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life, to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back.
We should finish the headlines real quick before we do the more clips. I guess we'll do the clips in the second hour here. Have you noticed that the buttons and things are going away on everything? It's maybe it's just me. No, it's not just me. The computery type, you know, controls and things are quietly being eliminated. And even if you're a techie person, it's becoming increasingly difficult. Like, where did all that stuff go? Where are the settings and the – no, the real settings, not the one button, but the actual, you know, where can I pop the hood on this thing and tinker? So it's not just the cars that all of a sudden, you know, as Tim Allen says, the Tesla has – there's nothing in it. There's nothing to turn a wrench on. Apparently, there's really not even much to turn an oscilloscope on either. So, strange times. That's happening quietly. The cyberneticians are exercising what I call assumptive tyranny. No, this is what you want. This is what you want. No, it's not. No, this is what you want. All right, so headlines. The big hoax, from climate change to biodiversity. Fraud of biblical proportions, this is from Global Research, toward massive population reduction and bankrupting world economy. It's a crazy thing. You know, getting back to the NPC thing, people see kids. You know, there's a group of folks gathered outside my house and they're all marching in unison to somewhere down my street. You know what? I think I'll go out and join them. It's a creepy, weird thing. You know, like close encounters kind of stuff. Weird stuff. They live kind of stuff. Climate change and protection of biodiversity are sloganized propaganda expressions that are infiltrated in almost every conversation, newscast, public discussion. They must be omnipresent to be made true. And again, this gets back to Hayek's Road to Serfdom. Speaking of the, you know, what is the real goal here of totalitarian propaganda? The End of Truth, chapter 11 of Hayek's Road to Serfdom. He says it very well. The moral consequences of totalitarian propaganda are of an even more profound kind. They are destructive of all morals because they undermine one of the foundations of all morals, the sense of and the respect for truth. Could it be that's part of a Gnostic agenda? A satanic agenda? Ah, that's crazy talk, right? Second hour coming up, we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.